Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here. Today we're going to be covering Ida's Requiem, and then later on today I will be covering Knock Knock Knocking on Hootie's Door. So, let's cover Ida's Requiem. This was a very interesting episode, because we got to go more in depth on how Ida's curse actually affects her magic. So, this episode started off with Ida basically, like, overhearing King talking about how he was planning on leaving when his dad showed up. And Ida basically was like, no, I can't deal with the loss of two people, that's not okay! So Ida was kind of just, like, very unhappy with the idea of losing King and Luce at the same time. So Ida went to put away the photo that she was looking at of King and Luce from Enchanting Grom Frights, and basically, she picks up her old Bard Covent instrument, and starts playing it, and the song Ida plays is called Ida's Requiem, and then there's another one that we'll talk about later on. So, Ida's like, wait, is my magic back? But we learn Ida's magic's not back, it's just the instrument doing as it does. We also see that Ida's magic has an effect on the surroundings, like what the music surrounds. And I think it's really cool to see the Bard Covent magic in this episode, because we didn't really know how, the magic would work. I mean, we could have, like, guessed and, like, theorized, but we didn't honestly have an idea. And I think it's very interesting, like, the manipulation of the surroundings of the user. So after this, Ida decides to go grab some apple blood from the bar, while Luce and King go sign up for the Grand Prix, I think it's what it's called. It's basically a race that you do. So, that's what's happening. Well, Ida is at the bar, drinking apple blood. The Emperor's Covent are taking a witch from the bar, saying that she's a wild witch, and that the, witch needs to join a covent. But out of nowhere, a group of people wearing bat masks show up that are a part of the Bard's Covent. What was I saying? A part of the Bard's Covent, and use their magic to basically, like, control the Emperor's Covent guards to make them go away, and basically, like, preach about how, hey, Emperor Belos, a bad guy, he wants to steal your magic on the Day of Unity for his own personal gain. Alright, bye. They had to dip out with Ida's help because the Emperor's Covent showed up and was trying to, like, kind of kidnap them, throw them away, eliminate them, you know, just the usual. So, when Ida helps them escape, Ida knows one of them, and the person Ida knows is somebody called Rain Whispers. Rain Whispers is very interesting, and I really like them. And as you notice, I said them, because they are non-binary. I'm pretty sure that's the correct term. If it's not, I'm very sorry that I got the term incorrect. Yikes, that'd be very embarrassing. Put the episode up. I hope this is the right thing. Just get flooded with comments. You absolute imbecile. Are you even trying? Me just crying in a corner. I tried my best. But, Rain goes by they, them pronouns, so if you're wondering, like, hey, I heard somebody say it's he, him, or she, her, no. No, don't do. It's okay if you mess up somebody's pronouns, like, by accident, like, it's okay to do that, but, like, if you know what their, like, preferred pronouns are, just don't mess them up. And, like, every once in a while, okay, I get it, like, you could just mess up, but, like, if you're intentionally doing it, stop. Stop. Don't do. Alright, without further ado, let's continue. So we learn that Ida and Rain were potential love interest from all the blushing, and we learned later on that this is to be more explored with another episode that is this week's episode, and I'll talk about that a little later, but there's also more in this episode that kind of confirms that. So, we cut back to, Luce and King getting ready, and basically, they're getting ready because their plan is to win the Glandis Cup to get a to get a message broadcast to King's father, who's conveniently gone forever. Big sad, big sad, big yikes. King's the dad, go bye. I wonder if King's dad got the milk. That was such a terrible joke. I'm so sorry. Oh no. I can't leave that in. But what if I did? Alright, well, I'm gonna get canceled, so whatever. Don't worry, King's dad got the milk. Spoilers. So please don't get mad at me. Cool. Now that I've kind of spoiled the ending, let's just go for it. So, Vroom. Ida teams up with, Rain Whispers. The new head of the, Bard Coven, by the way. Forgot to mention that a little bit. Actually, no. I'm mentioning you in the right place. Whatever. This episode's just chaotic. Stop it, me! Jeebus. Rain Whispers. Rain Whispers. When they were moving their way up the different levels in the coven system, they learned that if anyone opposed Belos' word, they either disappeared or were petrified, like how we saw with Ida. Ida was petrified because Ida was quote-unquote a wild witch. So, Rain collected a group of like-minded individuals who shared Rain's beliefs. And together, they form the Bats, Bards Against the Throne. And then, they have been liberating wild witches from these, like, jails. But unfortunately, they get a misleading tip, and they end up going to a trap. Where half of Rain's gang gets half of Rain's gang gets kidnapped, and it's only Rain and Ida. Rain comes up with the plan to use Ida's curse to manipulate the magic around them and to basically get rid of the Abominations, Covent Head, and the Beast-Keeping Covent Head. So basically, we get Rain's Symphony, I think? I don't know what Rain's portion of the song is called. And Ida's Requiem. And basically, Ida's curse kind of starts corrupting the magic, and we see that Ida's curse is more complex than we once thought. The beast-keeping, head of the Covent system basically summoned a beast, which is very interesting to see, and Ida's magic basically, like, turned the beast to ash, and the abomination head of the Covent system basically has the ability to become full abomination. And we see Ida's curse also, like, basically start to destroy them. But the thing is, Rain notices that they're, like, not going to be able to make it out. They'll be able to stop Belus's plans, but they won't make it out themselves. When Ida's playing, Ida gets lost in the music and accidentally, like, whips her hair, revealing the picture of King and Ida and Luce from Enchanting Gromfright. And Rain says, Ida, do you have kids? And Ida says, they're not mine. They have real families to go home to. And this is when Rain stops Ida from playing the rest of the song. But then, as Ida gets a pep talk from Rain, Rain and Ida get captured by Darius, which I'm pretty sure is the name of the head of the Abominations Covenant. But Ida is able to grab a tree branch and hold on. Unfortunately, we lose Rain. And we get to see what happens to them a little later, which is very creepy and not really fun. And we see that Ida really cares about Rain, because when Ida loses them, Ida starts crying, like tearing up, sobbing uncontrollably. And I think that's fair because we learn, like, Ida really cared about them throughout this episode just by their interactions alone. And we know this from the next episode called Knock, Knock, Knocking on Hootie's Door, which I'll talk about in the next episode after this podcast is up. So Ida runs back to see Luce and King finish, but they didn't come in first. They basically came in last because King got motion sick. So Ida comes up with a plan to live stream King's message to his father, hoping that his father will see it. And then we learn King wasn't planning on leaving Ida. He was planning on Ida adopting him and taking Ida's last name, Clawthorn. So King's now known as King Clawthorn. And then we cut back to see what happened to Rain Whispers. The Abomination and Beastkeeping Coven are yelling at each other about, hey, you shouldn't be torturing me, we should be torturing Rain. While they're arguing, Rain is able to escape, but Kiki Mar shows up and basically captures Rain. And we see the Abomaton 200? 2000, I think? It's one of those. Made by Allegor. I think that's his name. Allegor? Allegor. I think that's his name. Allegor Blight, Amity's father. And basically, Darius is like, Allegor's a hack. No one likes him. Like, literally, tell him his abomination magic is literally disgusting. But then Kiki Mara lists one of her hair fingers, revealing her other eye, and touches the symbol on Rain's wrist, the Bard symbol covenant. Bard covenant symbol. And this wraps Rain up in, like, vines. And Kiki Mara says, we're not gonna kill you. Because the Emperor Belus does honestly need you. But for now, good night. And that's how this episode ends. But before the... Okay, well, that's not how the episode ends. Before it ends, we see a very interesting-looking demon that looks a lot like King watching Ida's livestream. And that's how this episode ends. I hope you guys enjoyed this little thing, and I'm gonna hurry up, finish this, so I can get working on Knockin' 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 on Hootie's Door. Because that is a very fun episode, and it's probably one of my favorites of the season, just because of how everything works out, and how, like, it's all tied to the lore and stuff. But I'm not gonna spoil anything. I'll see you guys there. Goodbye!